today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
I think it's something that DC moms take their daughters to. I don't think you're going to have that kind of turnout in New York and LA.
Probably not.
No.
Probably
right?
not.
But here, that's Bridgerton.
They're bringing it to a warehouse, dear. Would you like to go to Bridgerton? Doesn't he say,
I appreciate your hospitality?
After he's getting yelled at the whole time.
Yeah.
So funny.
I have a special practice. I have a special practice. I handle one client.
That's
yes!
it.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know if this is a trend where they're like doing touring companies based on like TV shows, but Mike, I was hoping that you would be able to come up to DC. Next week I'm going to the Jerry Bus Bowl.
Winning time. Winning time with the Los Angeles Lakers cheerleaders from the 1980s. Yes,
sir. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I don't like to start the show on a ball-busting note. I truly, truly don't. But normally when one says, all right, then we're ready to go, and then you wait 30 seconds and say, okay, I'm ready when you are. That's not the way to communicate. Ready to go means we're ready to go.
It's a Monday. We'll take what we can get, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm just trying. Do you understand my little concern here? That's just a tiny little thing. It's tiny, you know, and it's just, I don't think we've ever gotten it quite right. I think when we finish our little powwow, the three of us,
right.
I emphasize three of us, and then we say, okay, we're all set to go, then either say we're going now or just start. I mean, I know it's minor. I know it's tiny, but it is Monday. And so when you say we're ready to go, and then the counter to that is I'm ready when you are.
It does feel
that confuses
me. We're at the starting blocks. It's a
right?
misfire.
It's
like the bell rings, but the gate doesn't open for the horses.
Pony, when you just said, like right before the show started, when
yes.
you said I'm ready when you are. What is that? You're saying that because do you want me to say go again, or are you just? I'm just confused by that.
That is a last check in before we hit the live button. Because
no, there is no last check. When one of us said we're ready to go, whether it's Rob, Oscar, or me, that mm-hmm. is just we start. That's when we start. There is no left. That was the check in.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to start.
Do you think it's just habit on your end? Which is I'm not badgering you. I think it's just. Like you're
I don't
so
want
used,
a badger. That's
he's so,
the
used,
last
to,
thing
he's so
to.
Used to systems that he always says that as just kind of a default. So he's just a use. Doesn't matter.
It's
if you say,
kind of a cover your ass move, is what it is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well,
I have
yeah.
to be honest.
Yes, I want to make sure we don't go.
We'd rather you get started once he says get started.
Okay.
Yeah. Than and this if something's pause. Off, we're taping. By the way,
yes.
we're taping.
Yeah.
So yeah. you know, we there yeah. there is a segment of people that watch this live, but the overwhelming mm-hmm. majority are going to hear this. Once it's put on tape. So if there's something that ever goes wrong, even if it's in the middle of the show, we go stop, stop, stop. So there's really no need to worry about a false start. I would much rather say, okay, we're ready to go. And then blah, 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 blah. And then I'll catch up with you. If I'm really like super discombobulated, I'll say, hold it, hold it.
Okay.
I wasn't yeah. ready, and I will never, ever speak to you of this again.
You can do no
Sorry
wrong.
Sorry about that.
If everything's wrong.
All right. So with all that said, have we started the show?
No.
Yeah. And welcome to Rob, who is now joining us.
Look at this guy.
Hi.
Nothing's changed, Rob.
Full time.
Are we going to do Stonehenge?
It's the same shenanigans.
Same shenanigans every day.
Yes.
I would like to thank you
guys. By the way, I was late today. I have to apologize for being late today. And it seems that there is... This is... I equate this with Carla being able to tell... If I'm in the kitchen late mm-hmm. at night and reaching for something, she will have gone to bed an hour earlier. And I would go, Mike, what are you doing? And it's the same way whenever, if I had been here at 5 of 9, Oscar would have come in at 9:10. But because I was 5 minutes late, Oscar came in. And so now I just don't know what to do.
Oscar came in on time today.
You're super on time today,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, man, it's Rob's first day back. I don't want to be late.
He was very excited.
I should have shared that enthusiasm.
Anyway, I just want to say real quick, you guys have been so lenient and understanding about my scheduling. And now that I'm back 5 a week, I'm very excited to be back 5 a week, but I want to say thank you for letting me get worked out what I needed to get worked out. I really appreciate it.
Well, I hope that it continues to go, and Rob will be
here for you, man.
Whenever he's not, it'll be because he's got to deal with something medical, and we'll honor that. But this is the best scenario for us so far.
Yes.
Rob's got a big journey ahead of him as far as figuring out how to manage things in his life. But the news was good enough where Rob felt that he could come in, and we're super, super excited about that. And for everybody that reached out to him and, and supported him. Really, really amazing. The best call that we had last week was the doctor saying your scores were good, and
yes,
and that's and then I guess next week you have the liver guy that's going to meet with you. Do you have any idea what that's going to be about now at this stage of the game?
I asked my GP. I said, "What can I expect on this visit?" Mm-hmm. He says he'll probably if he feels it's necessary to do the fiber scan, which I imagine he will. That'll be scheduled that day, but he'll want
to.
Now,
that's where he takes your shirt off and examines the thread count, right?
Well, the amazing thing is he made me face away from him, and both hands were on my shoulders. But I don't know how.
Ready for your fiber count now?
Are those soap boxers?
I'm no doctor, but he'll probably just get to know my case and ask some specific questions. And that I'm not looking forward to that. Because my past is not one that I'm very proud of, especially at this point. But I'll go ahead and recap all that stuff for him. And then he will offer an opinion on how to move forward. My GP has been very kind. He's going to write me a letter that sort of summarizes the case. So I'll get all the details right. And just got to move forward.
What if you hear this sound when he does it? Hold on. Let me see this. No, I thought I was going to make a big electrical sound, and I was covering for me hooking up my new input since I don't use my other iPad.
But just from a personal note, again, the word that I've used through this whole thing is cautiously optimistic, because I've gotten little bits of good news along the way. I'm not blinding myself that there's still not something that could go wrong or something that needs to be attended to. But going into this, I'm more optimistic than I was even just a week ago. So we shall see what happens.
Hope reigns supreme. That's what we have. We'll hold on to it.
And as far as feeling, I feel great. I've been walking every day.
But do you feel pretty?
I feel oh so pretty and witty and gay.
That's good. See, the rhythm is back when I have all my children are in the house.
I was thinking of you fellas yesterday as the Paramount Network had all three Godfathers.
But they were commercial.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah, and the third one doesn't really count.
If you're working on TPS reports, it's something that's like it feels like you're accomplishing a lot. Yeah, in the background, you know. Yeah.
With the commercials, do they also edit out the really nasty parts, like bad language and things like that?
Not on Paramount. Like you saw full horse head.
Well, that's nothing now.
Well, graphic with the blood and everything.
I suppose. Cartoon! You know? Mike, it's cartoon!
I don't think I have any tissues here, and I'm not going to use Lysol disinfectant.
You do such a great...
Marlon Brando?
No, just the movie executive that he's like, she was the greatest piece of ass.
She was the greatest, and she was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had.
He ruined her.
And I am not a man who likes to be, I'm not a
made
man.
Ridiculous.
Made look
ridiculous.
I don't
like ridiculous. To be a man that made to look ridiculous. All right, hold on. It works better with the real paper.
I also learned that Shannon has never watched these movies.
Really?
Shannon's never watched anything.
Her quote, and do not judge her. This is not her world.
Right.
She said, "Is Marlon Brando still alive?"
Nah, I'm very much dead.
Yeah,
I'm very much.
And
dead.
And I said,
"Look how they massacred my
Not
boy.
Even like he just passed away. Decades ago, he passed away.
Hey, Pop, could you do me a favor and run down to the market and buy some oranges?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Marlon Brando death scene. And
okay, here we are.
Ooh. Little Pony ran around the orchards.
Yes, Little Pony.
Little Pony.
That was Pony's first movie role. That's when Pony was a child star.
He was as,
you know, that's something that doesn't deserve that deserves every bit of hype and overplay that it gets. The Godfather. There's never been a movie.
Do you like two better than one? Some people like two better than one.
I love two. I like two much better than one. Two was a better movie.
It is. I just love. I love the pacing of one. And I think that the first 30, 35 minutes, the wedding scene in one, almost stands alone as its own movie.
It is gorgeous. I
think the drama of two, where Michael Corleone is taking over the business begrudgingly.
But would two be as good without one laying the groundwork?
No, absolutely not.
You're right.
Could you clear something up? I now wanted to look this up on the internet because I'm a rube. I wasn't paying attention. TikTok.
Bitcoin.
What did Fredo do in two? I completely forgot.
Fredo is responsible for, with Hyman Roth and Johnny Ola, setting up Michael. He was the one that let them know that Michael would be in the Lake Tahoe house, and that's when they sent the hit squad to machine gun Michael's bedroom while his wife is in there, and he finds out either before or when they're in Havana.
Yes,
right.
And that's right before everybody's going to get it, because he finds out all the the conspirators, and that's when they're on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
when Batista is about to be run out of town, and he kisses Fredo on the lips and goes, "You broke my heart."
Yeah, and but then he gives him an olive branch. Says, "Come on,
then he gives him an olive branch.
We got a plane in an hour."
When the mother is it the mother dies? The mother dies.
Yeah, no,
the
mother, on the way out of the presidential palace.
Oh yeah, he says, "Come with me," but Fredo runs.
He runs
because Fredo's smart. He's gonna kill him. And then,
but Fredo did not make a lot of friends.
Well, Fredo, but Fredo was, a horn doggy.
Well,
cocktail waitresses two at a time.
Two at a time.
He kept on messing up.
Oh, he was a complete screw up.
Yeah.
And even when he messed up, his brother was like, "You're my brother. I'm going to, make this right." He kept on making things right for him.
Yeah, they gave him a cushy job. Let him just sort of want him to stay out of the way.
Well, first of all, there's no doubt that Mo Green had an ego. And
don't you know who I am?
He's Mo Green.
That's right.
And Mo Green had an ego. But then at the very end, when they call Michael, who's the son? Is it Michael Jr.? I think it's Michael Jr. maybe.
Sounds
that gets
right.
called away from the fishing. He was going to fish with his Uncle Fredo. And who is it? It's not Chi-Chi. It's Sal.
Yeah.
It's Sal. He's going to go out on the boat with Sal. Mm-hmm. And that's when, of course, he says his Hail Marys.
Mm-hmm.
And then pop, pop, boom. Big thing. Never seen again. And that's when Talia Shire comes running in because she knows that Michael had Fredo whacked.
Didn't Mo Green, though, his big issue with Fredo was he was, as you guys just mentioned, two at a time.
He was doing a bad job
at
the casino, but it was irrelevant because Michael Corleone came out to Las Vegas to inform Mo Green that the Corleone family was taking over. And that's when he says, "Don't you know who I am? I'm Mo effing Green." Mm-hmm. And then Mo's getting a lovely massage on the back.
A rub down.
And looks up and gets shot in the eye.
You kind of have Mo Green glasses.
What's that?
From
high
the
praise.
Scene. Yeah. You have like these wide Mo Green sunglasses. And those
these
were sunglasses.
Are look at these. Look.
They'd
look
be Mo Green.
Look at those. Look at those.
Oh, they're
the
blue
frames.
On the inside. Yeah.
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 And I think Mo's were a little bigger. They're a little bigger. Mo's are a little. And you know, if you go down to Perfect Simplicity, what a great name. Mo Green. Mo Green.
Harry
is
back,
perfect.
Mo Green.
Yeah.
Mo
exactly.
saw that.
So, when, first of all, you have the big murder scene with the Tattaglias.
Yes.
And with everybody in Godfather 1. Then, let me see if I've got the murders right. In 2, you have Fredo is murdered.
During the baptism.
You have Hyman Roth murdered. You have Barzini. He is murdered. You have the little guy that said, "Hey, the Godfather," that guy bald head, he gets murdered in bed with his, girlfriend or whoever was in bed. She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm trying to think who else gets, murdered, but there are a lot of people that get whacked in the Godfather too.
A lot of action too.
In Godfather 1, you got a lot of people get whacked too, but it's different people like, Luca Brasi. who sleeps with the fishes when he goes to have a meet with who is the bad guy? Who is the bad guy? I'm not that clever. I'm not that clever. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but you know the name so much better than
Michael,
me.
Michael ends up shooting him with the police captain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, I wish I knew the guy they kill.
I can look it up.
Talia?
I can
Is look it up. No, it's not Talia. No, it's not Talia.
I'll look it up.
He gets shot in the Chinese restaurant, and the guy, the police captain, gets shot while he's eating his spaghetti.
Yeah, with the hidden gun.
Remember? And he's like, and he stands there, he's going, and he gets another one in the head.
Yes,
and that's when Michael's jaw has already been broken when he was protecting his father at the hospital.
You want this the police the Godfather, captain, by the way. Or who do you want?
Who does Michael kill? What is the first hit that Michael Corleone does?
In two.
Who are the first people
one.
Michael
in
Cor-
one.
Who I'll get up. Hold on.
Thank you.
Who are the first
I have people? The cast in front of me. I just want to spout off names. By the way, the who's who, as you know.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
My wife was shocked that Robert De Niro was so attractive at such a young man.
Why you was she shocked?
I was like, that guy was a stud.
Well, because it seems like 1,000 years, all we've gotten is
because all she knows him from is The Intern.
Right.
Well, if you want to see him really sexy, get her to watch Taxi Driver. She'll really be turned on by that character.
She does like men with a certain edge to them.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's a man who knew what he wanted. He's a taxi driver.
Salazzo.
Salazzo.
That's it.
Okay.
Virgil the Turk Salazzo.
Got it.
Who was Al Lettieri.
Got it.
That's the real actors played.
Oh, it's so great.
And police captain Mike McCluskey. Sterling Hayden.
Yes, old school.
Rob would tell you is a legendary actor from old movies.
And a great spaghetti eater.
And it's Louis' Italian-American restaurant in the Bronx where that hit takes place.
So great.
Oh, fantastic.
We had, oh, Jesus. How do I not remember this right now? From my Big O and Dukes days, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were giving away from Patriot Harley Davidson. I think I have that right.
Was it a
formerly
shirt?
Owned by my friend Mr. Bob DeHaven?
Correct.
Has raised a phenomenal wrestler son.
We were
Bear. Go Bear, that's his name. Cool.
We were giving away a motorcycle, and we did the Who Do You Know radio bit. For those that don't know, it primarily works in New York and LA at a very high level where listeners have connections to celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Like high level, A-list, really works well, especially, it worked well in Phoenix, that's where we got the bit from,
People who are connected to celebrities, they get the prize if you get them on the air?
Get them to call in.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, who played the consigliere in Godfather 1?
Robert Duvall. Tom Hayden.
So one of our listeners gets Robert Duvall to call in for what was like a 23-minute interview.
Wow.
Yes. He ended up winning the motorcycle, which is great.
Mr. Santana is not somebody who expects bad news, who likes to get... Mr. Santana is someone who likes to get bad news early.
He gets on the red eye, and then the horse ends up in the bed. Yes!
Yeah.
Michael, why do you hurt me? Why do you hurt me, Michael? It's my young Robert Duvall impression right there.
So
I'm
going to
look up Tom Hayden lines and give them to
you. We asked Robert Duvall why he wasn't in two.
Okay.
And he said that with the success of one... this is how terrible of a human being I am. I didn't realize the gravitas of what it meant to have him on. I just knew he lived in the plains and he was an A-lister.
My daughters met him years ago, right after he had done Secondhand Lions, and they were as excited as anybody, and he was gracious and kind to them. It was wonderful.
That's
he was
awesome.
All over the plains, Virginia, where my daughters went to school. Mm-hmm. Back in the day where I could actually put them in a private institution. Not an institution, a school. Thank you.
Mike, you're the one who ultimately will end up in an institution.
So he shared with us what he wasn't into in real time, that he went for a pay raise like everybody else because it was such a success, and they just never acquiesced, and he was out.
He played hardball with the mob and lost.
By the way, when I looked up Tom Hayden lines, I got Tom Hayden... former husband of Jane Fonda.
Does he say that my boss doesn't like to wait for bad news?
I'm trying to find the great lines. Oh my God.
That was a line that really stuck out. Like he literally said, I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
And then tells the man. And then that night, the horse head is in the bed.
Doesn't he say, I appreciate your hospitality?
After he's getting yelled at the whole time.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I have a special practice. I have a special practice. I handle one client.
That's
yes!
It!
Yes!
No Sicilian can ever refuse a request on his daughter's wedding day.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you very much.
But it is that the Hollywood scene.
If your father dies, you make the deal, Sonny.
That's part of that first 40 minutes or so of the movie that's just so perfect. I think that's why
Rob,
I like
Rob, why don't you ask
better.
Me if I can give you a break for old time's sake?
Hey, how about a Tom. Break? Hey, Tom, how about a break for old time's sake?
Can't do it, Sally. Right. I don't know. This is the weirdest show in the world. Did we, any of us before the show think we were coming in to talk about
this?
Mr. Colleoni never asks a second favor once he's refused the first. Understood? Yep. When a plot against the emperor failed, the plotters were always given a chance to let their families keep their fortunes.
Oh, that's right, Tom. And I sat there, they drew a hot path, and they opened up a vein.
That guy.
He was so pivotal in the first film, shocking, he never made it to the second.
My favorite shot of him is when they have Johnny Fontaine and he's trying to get the Godfather to get him the role in the movie out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the when Marlon Brando goes, oh, you could act like a man. There's just a quick cutaway.
You could act like a man.
A quick cutaway of Hayden laughing because he knows that the Godfather is making fun of Johnny Fontaine. That is so well played. It's so
Why do you hurt me, Michael? I've always been loyal to you. Anyway, Tom's got that just shows you we're taking like a fourth tier character.
Yes.
And the lines that you remember from
a 50-year-old movie. Yeah,
just, it's amazing. It really is. It's just amazing. So, that's the Godfather. I have no idea how we got it. Started talking.
So
about
So the
this,
consensus but. Is it's a good movie.
I will. You know, it's funny because when you think of Tom, it makes me realize how great One was too. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And Godfather Part Two was a great movie, but I don't know. They're interchangeable. By the way, I always recommend people watch them back to back. Do a marathon because if you watch them, and then of course there was three. I cannot. It's so sad.
Three
to
is
watch
so
three.
Disappointing.
It's so horrible. Sofia Coppola is that's it right there.
Yeah.
No business being on screen. None. Great director. She's made some good movies. She couldn't act.
As a Catholic, I like the setting being at the Vatican and everything coming together and all that intrigue and mystery and the corruption. You're like, oh, this is wild.
Right.
But it's so ham-handed.
It's ham-handed. And you know, after all these years, because I don't want to say that I hate him as an actor, but I don't love him as an actor. I don't like Andy Garcia. I don't think Andy Garcia is all that. I just don't think he is. No, give me something what's something iconic? And don't count the Untouchables because he was a third tier.
Let me look at his body of work.
Andy Garcia.
He was okay in Ocean's 11 because he basically played a slime ball. And maybe
like Untouchables, isn't that kind of a bit part? Really?
Medium, because he's the target.
He was a good. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you the Untouchables. Not the Untouchables. The Ocean's 11, the original the remake with George Clooney. He was good in that.
Yeah,
he was good in that. But I mean, it's just he ruined The Godfather 3. I mean, it was just terrible. It was.
Have
horrible.
You ever seen what is called the Godfather Saga, where they intercut 1 and 2 into one massive like 7-hour movie?
I want to see that now.
I don't think it's available in any sort of mainstream thing, but sometimes they'll show it on I think it was on American Movie Classics. Just keep an eye for it. It's called The Godfather Saga. It occasionally airs somewhere.
Okay.
You might stream it.
I've got Andy Garcia's IMDb.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So this is, you know what's always telling is the main hits are up in the front tier of all the films. Like, they usually put the biggest films the actors involved with on IMDb.
That's the way they should do it.
You're correct. Ocean's 11, you mentioned it. The Godfather, you're absolutely right. The Lost City, I don't know enough about The Lost City.
I don't either.
But Ocean's 12.
I'm sorry, 12. I'm going to get the, that gets the buzzer.
Okay.
On that one.
A lot of people don't know the Lost City is, it's about Herndon.
No, it's Vienna, Rob. It's Vienna.
We've been trying to lose it. It keeps coming back like a bad penny. Which is also brown.
I'm gonna talk about books. I mean, movies I've heard of. Geostorm. Okay. We all watched that terrible movie.
That's a bad one.
Really, this is the end.
He's good in Ballers. Scumbag and Ballers plays
The TV show.
The TV show, yes. You're talking about a film, right?
Yeah, we're motion pictures.
We've got, you might be right.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Andy Garcia, not a great body of work.
Oh my God, it's like he stopped acting. In the late 2000s. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, 2008. It, nothing great. Ocean's
By the way,
12.
There's one where he played a trumpet player in Cuba that was not bad. That what? But I don't even remember the name of it. He plays a trumpet player in Cuba. Nobody watched it. Nobody saw the movie.
Wasn't he? So. Wasn't he in a movie where he fell onto the railroad tracks or the subway tracks and then got reincarnated or something? Or he was saved.
I missed that one.
Right. Black Rain. Anybody remember Black Rain?
No.
Yeah, Black Rain was, wasn't that a Pacino movie?
A little after the Untouchables. Yes. Here we go. And then Internal Affairs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I think that summed it up.
What a wonderful career of medium movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're just not that good. I mean, right. And it's not about the choices. It's what he got.
Yeah.
It's the work he got.
Ocean's 11 was in 2001.
That's when you feel.
Jesus Christ.
And by the way, that scene when they play Claire de Lune at the end of Ocean's 11, where they're showing the fountains outside of the casino. Oh, my God. I think the Bellagio fountains.
I think it is, yeah.
What he was saw. In the Pink Panther 2.
Oh, my God. Pink Panther 2.
Great. With Steve Martin.
You see the sequel.
Because they hadn't quite killed it with the Pink Panther 1. They wanted to do one more just to make sure.
He was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, what kind of actor would choose that? Hey, Steve Martin would.
Of course.
There you go. That was
it. Right.
So why did he play in Ghostbusters?
He played the mayor in 2016.
Oh, the remake.
Yes.
That doesn't count. Okay.
That doesn't count either. That's just not good.
A working actor.
By the way, speaking of Ghostbusters, Bill Murray will be featured in the news today. Not in the best way. So stay tuned for
that. He's got 5 films that will be released in the next 2 years. Okay. So a working actor.
Are they animated? Talking chihuahuas? Because I'm in.
He's in the Expendables 4, which is in post-production.
You know, for somebody who at one time fancied himself a voice actor, they shut that down. They shut that down when it became bank for all the major movie stars.
Celebrities.
And I guess celebrities get bad. They make bank because they get, because you put Chris Rock on an animated feature, you're going to sell more tickets than if you had a nobody in that role.
I heard a very awkward moment. There's a podcast called Fly on the Wall that's sort of a behind-the-scenes Saturday Night Live podcast. It's very good.
I know it. It's very good.
But Drew Barrymore was on, and she mentioned to Dana Carvey, she says, I'm excited.
Can you give me a little more on that podcast? I don't mind promoting another podcast.
No, it's quite good.
When you said
good.
It, it's sort of, is it about Saturday Night Live
behind the
scenes?
That's the key point. They interview people that have relationships with Saturday Night Live, like people that have hosted and past cast members. If you want to jump in, the Bill Hader episode is fantastic. You'll love, and also the one with Daryl Hammond where they get into the technicals of doing impressions, because it's David Spade and Dana Carvey hosting, and then they bring in a guest. Anyway, long story short, I think it was on the Drew Barrymore episode where she says, I'm excited about our movie coming out. They had both, Carvey and Barrymore, had done voices. He didn't know she was in the movie, because that's what it is. It's one afternoon, they drive over, they cut everything, and they're done. He says, I almost forgot that I was in it. That, you know, it was 2 years ago, and they work around all that. So that's how much effort the celebrities put into it. They're not even close to being in the same room.
So you went to the David Spade show over the weekend, right?
I did.
This is your first outing. You never knew if there was going to be another outing, right?
No, I never did. I mean, the only thing I've done outside of the grocery store and getting my oil change, this is the first like outing for fun that I did. And I was a little, I'll be honest, last night
I was. Did you get better seats?
We got amazing seats. We were.
Oh, I thought you'd use your infirmity to get better seats.
No, no, no. I was the front row of the balcony. So it was all right. Which was actually
that's
perfect.
Beautiful. Jeez.
Yeah, and on an aisle. And we got there. This is this brand new venue. I have never been into a 1,600 seat venue that was so new. It still smelled like new carpet. It was clean. And
Where is it?
It's at Tyson's Corner, right at the Capital One Center. And parking was a breeze. People were very polite, very helpful. And we get in there. Doors open at 6 for a 7 o'clock show. I guess we take our seats at about 6:40. And it's filling up. And there's no one next to Carrie because there's aisle. There's me, there's Carrie, and then no one seated. And I
how
said,
many
oh.
Seats are on a
row?
Right
on a row, I would say it was probably like 10, 10, and 10.
Okay.
And so, and also, Mike, big seats, comfortable seats. I was really, really pleased. So, you know, we're getting closer to showtime, and then we hear Excuse me. This guy has the third seat in from one aisle, but he comes in from the other aisle. And makes everybody get out of the way. So we see the guy coming. I said, Carrie, congratulations. He's going to be by. And he at that moment, he says, hey, congratulations. I'm sitting next to you.
Oh, God.
And I said,
I'd say, F off. I would say it out loud. I swear to God.
Is he alone?
No, he's with his wife or lady friend, I guess.
Is he large?
He's a medium to large. He's somewhere between an M and an L.
What would be the demo? What's the age group?
He's every bit of 60.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
And he
Child of the Greatest Generation. Hey,
and he starts.
So funny.
And then he starts in with every conversation I don't want to have. He says, some empty seats down there. Do you think Spade's going to sell this out? Like he's a showbiz guy.
Oh, God.
And I said, nothing. And Carrie says, the tickets were selling good when we bought them back at Christmas time. And I said, oh, no, she engaged. Oh, no.
It's over.
And so he says, yeah, I do a lot of shows. I'm going to be here to see Don McLean next week, and I'm very excited about that. So I was wondering, do you think that if Spade can't sell it out, do you think John Cleese could? And I said, and this is where I'm intrigued because it's such an off-the-wall out of the way question.
It is.
And I said,
I may be intrigued by it.
And I said, I was intrigued. I said, well, we are in McLean and we've got a lot of older people that would be likely to know the Cleese demographic from Monty Python and also probably don't want to drive downtown. This is right in the suburbs. They'd probably love it. He says, yeah, I've been thinking about bringing Cleese in.
What?
And I've been looking into renting the
Really?
Yeah. He says, I'm thinking about renting the hall and bringing Cleese in. He's based in the United States. A lot of people think he's in England, but he's based in the United States. And it wouldn't be a
he's
profit.
He's lying.
I know.
He's lying.
Why would you lie about such a random celebrity?
Because you're just trying to aggrandize yourself.
And who is Cleese?
John Cleese.
Listen, I'm part of the Children of the Greatest Generation. The Children of the Greatest Generation, who have accomplished nothing, want to make it sound like they've accomplished something.
He said
that's right. So he's like, I'm going to bring are you his manager? Did you say that? That's what I would have said that.
No, I said.
Oh, are you his agent or his manager?
I said, are you in show business? He says, not really. I just like my ego. I like kind of like being a big shot. I would bring him in not so much for the money, just to do, just for the experience. And I'd like to sit down and have a meal with him. I said,
he's talking in circles.
I said, well, what do you do? He says, I own a restaurant in Vienna. And I asked him what the restaurant was, and I've already heard not great things about it. I said, well, that's terrific. He said, you should come by and see me. You know, last week I was dining with Gaffigan. I said, Jim Gaffigan?
He's using last names.
Yeah. I said, the comedian Jim Gaffigan? He says,
Gaffigan would be in his wheelhouse, I bet.
Yeah, perfect. Right? He said, wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. Came to my place, had a meal, took a selfie with his entree, and put it on Instagram. And then he gave us tickets to his second show. And you know what? It was exactly the same. And I said, You've got an hour 10 to do. Of course it's going to be exactly the same.
I have the douche chills of douche chills.
And he's sucking the joy out of your evening at the theater.
I was so excited to be, and I'm so now I'm like, if I could have had literal blinders on, just me focused on an empty stool on the stage to try and tune this guy out. He says, yeah, we're halfway between Madison High School and Marshall High School, so it's great for parents. You should come by. And I said, I probably should.
What's the restaurant? Do you know the restaurant?
I'm not going to mention the restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
We have enough problems.
You've got a liver issue. Nobody's going to pick on you.
Well, no, because he said, you should come by. And the last thing I said to the guy was, I probably should.
Okay, we were wearing the lead here. You're not drinking.
No. And I might have had more patience.
This would drive me to drink.
Yeah.
And
this is a drinking venue. There were three bars in the main concourse and two bars on the second concourse and no Red Hot David Spade merchandise, just pure alcohol. But here's the capper. This guy that had Gaffigan, I had dinner with Gaffigan, sat down at a meal with Gaffigan, and he was...
Did he say have a meal?
I think he did. I think he said, one of the reasons he wanted to bring in Cleese. Because I want to sit down and have a meal with the guy. I'm kind of good for my ego. I like to be
bring in Gaffigan, though.
No, but he somehow got Gaffigan to have a meal. And then this guy that was so into show business fell asleep during the second opener.
They had two openers for David Spade?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's pretty standard. Show, like a 5-minute and a 12-minute set, and then David did about an hour five. And if you want to save ticket money, when I got home, I put on Netflix, and he has a new special, and it's exactly like his tour. It's the same. It's the same bit. So if you want to see it, which is very good.
You sound like you weren't enthralled.
Yeah, are you panning it?
No. No. I was a little disappointed that if I had on Saturday night seen that David Spade had a special and I'd clicked on it, I would have seen the entire tour. That would have been disappointing. But the actual show was great. He's very Mike. He gave me everything he wanted. Oscar even did a couple boop 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 boop.
Oh, I love it.
So it was.
We're fans.
It was a great crowd. And
were you exhausted at the end of the show?
Very tired when I got home, yeah. But it was fun. It was worth it. It was 100% worth it.
I don't want to rate on this parade, but I'm, and if you're okay with it, I'm so impressed that you went to such a big venue and like you just went and dealt with it, didn't even drink. Like, how do you fight the urges?
It was odd. I mean, and here's the weird thing. I didn't have the urge to drink. I did look at the bar.
Yes.
I did see what they had going on and how they were doing the service and stuff. Because I said, you know what? 2 months ago, that would have been me. I would have been there in line and would have been asking, can I bring a drink into the venue? Yeah. That would have been me. It actually made for this evening, except for the jackass next to Carrie, it made for a better evening. Because I was, you know, clear-headed and not... I was prone to laugh anyway because I love his comedy so much.
Yeah, we're fans.
Yeah, he kept calling.
So you're saying the lack of booze made it a better evening?
I think so. And,
don't get crazy. We got to take a break. All right. Anyway.
But if he comes to your town, go see him. He's very funny. Love me, David Spade.
Matthew Bloom.
Yes.
I need you to be better this week.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. Really. Really. From the bottom of my heart. Please. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara
Show. If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
You've got time to lean, you've got time to clean.
I just don't think you should say that.
You are a soulless monster. You really, really are. Some might say.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around. Jim Abbato might be all over your ass.
I'm so excited to take care of your boy.
Oh. I think you ought to make Rob a bigger part of the show.
Boom, getting right on the temple.
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or a whole year. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Get your subscription today. Click the bonus show banner now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Want to go for it, girls?
You know, let me take this moment just now before we share our sponsor, our brand new sponsor with you. I truly, truly want to say to Mark Riddell and also to, to Jim Amato, thank you, boys. We really appreciate that. Thanks for everything you do. You guys totally rock, and you make our show sound better. And we're grateful, and I love the fact that they've been able to maintain that connection between California and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which I think is absolutely wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Titan. Let's face it, if you're listening to me, you're probably not the smartest person. Oh, stop it. No offense. That's why you've got to check out Titan. As everybody and everyday investors know, we get access to marketplaces of stocks, but we're competing against institutional investors. We don't have experts to tell us, you know, that we need access. Experts, multiple portfolios, or investment vehicles. With Titan, you have a personal investment team to research and invest for you so that you can aim to outperform the market. With Titan, all it takes is $100 to start. Deposit your money, select one of their portfolios, and that's it. Titan aims to grow your investments at least 15% annually net of fees, which could mean doubling your wealth every 5 years. I haven't had a chance to try Titan yet, but it sounds pretty awesome. Check out Titan if you want to aim to be the smartest, wealthiest investor you've ever been. Hit up titan.com/TMOS to get $50 when you invest with Titan. You must go to this URL or you will not get that $50, and they won't know that we sent you. That's $50 when you go to titan.com/TMOS and invest with Titan. This is a paid partnership with Titan, and at the time of publication, I am not yet invested in Titan strategies. That's what I wanted to share with each and every one of you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Oh, and it's time for our thing. I forgot that.
Oh, do the thing, Mike.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Come on now, Mike. Play the button.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and earlier this month, production on a movie called Being Mortal was shut down indefinitely, and word got out that it was because Bill Murray did something inappropriate. And it happened on the set. Well, in an interview with the CNBC over the weekend, Bill admitted that he had a difference of opinion with an unnamed woman on the set. He said, quote, "I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way. The world is different than it was when I was a little kid. What I always thought was funny as a little kid isn't necessarily the same as what's funny now." I think anybody that's older can kind of relate to that. Things change and the times change, so it's important for me to figure it out. Bill is 71 now, but he said that he's open to learning from the incident because, quote, "It's a really sad puppy that can't learn anymore. I don't want to be that sad dog, and I have no intention of it." He didn't provide any specifics on what went down, but he seemed very genuine. He said that he's optimistic that he and the coworker can make peace and begin trusting each other enough to go ahead with the movie. He said they're both professionals, like each other's work, and like each other. Where do you guys line up as far as how much information we should get out of this? I feel very frustrated that there's not more.
It's very vague. I did a little research. I jumped into the IMDb page of this movie, which is directed by Aziz Ansari, and I believe he's had his own issues
in the
past.
Yeah, this is if he wasn't the director, I'd want to know if Aziz wasn't involved because of what he went through.
Right.
What would this production, would it have been shut down because the microscope was already on the production?
Now, nowhere do they say that the woman that's involved in this is a cast member, but there's only one female listed in the cast, and that's Kiki Palmer, who you would know if you saw her. She's done a lot of television work and a lot of bit parts, but I'm not trying to start a rumor, this could be a crew member easily or anything like that because of the vagueness of his statement.
That's interesting. That it's interesting that you think it, so there is the potential that this was a cast member that he was messing around with to a degree.
Could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of joke. It's just, it's so tough. And I'm not saying that, look, it's due time that we were very clear of what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But it's not shocking to me that a superstar like Bill Murray has probably gotten away with murder over the years because he's very old school
too. Yeah, I mean, he definitely has not.
And the reality of it, as much as I am so torn on these issues, because I believe let comedians be comedians. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you're talking about non-working behavior, like when you're not on camera or you're not standing up in front of a crowd and you're not doing that, I think it's a different standard and you have to be aware of the situation. You know, I mean, I don't know. You have to account for other people's discomfort.
Yeah.
And if you had females in the past that would sit there, oh, Bill, and just with a chill going down her spine, nobody should have to deal with that crap.
Right.
At the same time, I don't believe in total cancel culture either.
Right.
I think everybody deserves a whack on the pee-pee, and then you get back to work and you say, have you learned from this? And it sounds like maybe he has, you know?
Well, actually, Mike, that's what he got cited for.
Also, what a venue to discuss this. He's literally at Warren Buffett's annual conclave.
Right.
Because they're friends.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say this is related, but it's more bad behavior on the part of a dude. On Friday, MLB hit the LA Dodgers pitcher who just everything I've read about this guy's a douche nozzle. Trevor Bauer with a 324-game suspension for violating their domestic violence policy. That's two whole seasons, and it does not include all the games that he's sat out so far. Bauer last pitched in June of last year. Since then, he's been on a paid administrative leave while the league looked into sexual assault allegations that have been made against him. At the time, a woman had come forward claiming that Bauer had been physically and sexually abusive on two separate occasions, and after the second incident, she went to the emergency room with a head injury. Jesus Christ.
Mm.
This past February, the L.A. County District Attorney announced that it would not be filing any criminal charges against Bauer, citing lack of evidence. But MLB's independent investigation must have uncovered some troubling info because despite that, they still suspended him without pay for 2 years until halfway through the 2024 season. So
you're the baseball guy. A 2-year suspension, that's a lot. Do you recall?
I mean,
outside of a lifetime suspension.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've ever heard of something that big.
And obviously he's done something. He's appealing it. He denies all the allegations and he's appealing it. But I think that they're when MLB gets involved, the in-house investigations, they're pretty thorough. And if he's appealing it, we may hear more about this. But, you know, he's just got a little bit of a toot anyway. He's got a little swagger and he appears to be a nozzle. That's just my my educated opinion. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame closed their fan ballot on Friday and the results are in. Carrie Spiewak stacked the deck. Duran Duran came in first.
Yes.
By a landslide.
Band.
They got 250,000 more votes than the runner-up. But remember, winning the fan ballot doesn't guarantee Rock and Roll Hall induction. The top five artists will go on a fans ballot that will be tallied along with other ballots to choose the 22 inductees.
So this was useless.
What are they doing? I mean,
they're dragging
if it's not
it out.
The fans.
They're dragging it out.
All right, here are the top five. Dolly Parton, Eurythmics, Pat Benatar, Eminem, and Duran Duran. Those are your top five.
I think Duran Duran
like led by a country mile.
I know that Dolly has said she's backed off. She said she wouldn't accept, and now she said she would graciously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But so if you take her out of it, any of those top four, I would be happy with. I think those are all great choices.
The official class of 2022 inductees will be announced sometime this month with a ceremony in the fall. In related news, Dolly has changed her mind on possibly being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She said if voted in, she will, quote, accept gracefully. And I think everybody wants to see Dolly. Why not?
Sure,
right?
Sure.
She's a crossover artist. She was when I was playing the hits.
You mean she's a man?
speaking of country music, sad, Naomi Judd. I love the Judds when I used to play country music. She passed away on Saturday at age 76. Her daughters, Winona and Ashley, announced in a statement, said they lost her to the disease of mental illness. And that's
Tony, lose the news music for a second.
Your heart and mine. Mama, he's crazy. Crazy over me. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Have mercy on me. Treat me so bad, I'm in misery. Why not me when the nights get cold? Why not me when you grow old? Well, it's my night to
It normally happens with siblings.
Did you say lose the music to Pony?
I did.
He wanted the music turned down.
Oh, okay.
So he could play the records.
But the thing about, I always feel that it's usually siblings, can be cousins. When relatives harmonize, there's a special sweetness somehow. It's different.
Yeah.
And they had such a great sound and great producers and great records.
I was a country guy, a country DJ during a very brief time of my career, and I just remember it was one after the other after mm-hmm. the other. After they were super hot.
I thought they were sisters. They were mother daughter. As a young man.
Mother daughter.
Right. Like, man, they're sisters, but they're mother daughter.
The Judds were set to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame yesterday, which did still happen after the family said that's what they wanted. No more details on what happened, but it sounds like she may have taken her own life. So
they said it was meant they took life. She ended her life based on mental illness. They didn't indicate suicide, yeah, but they did say mental illness.
Snapchat is selling a new Oscar. Not get firm. Ready. It is a new selfie taking drone called Pixie.
I've ordered mine.
Of course you have.
Have you really?
Yeah. It's a ripoff, but I've ordered mine.
How much is it? It says
it's
here. $230.
Yeah, $230.
About the size of your hand, weighs less than 4 ounces. Unlike most drones, you don't control it. It can do 4 different things. Hover in place, orbit around you, take a video as it flies away from you, or follow you around as you walk or run.
Its battery life is abysmal. It's 3 minutes.
Is it really?
It's terrible. I actually saw it. It was so horrible that I said, I got to get this.
Yeah, but for 3 minutes, Oscar's going to be walking around Podville Media like the Isle of Dr. Moreau with this thing following him.
Okay, and it's the size of maybe a 2 Reese's Cups, right? The little pack. It's that small. So
just hold your hand out and it lands on it. You can order one at pixie.com. For $230 or $250, if you want an extra battery and dual charger for 6 minutes as opposed
to 6 minutes.
I'm curious if it'll even fly in the no-fly zone, but it's so small, I don't know if it's going to be governed by it.
Maybe you can sneak it into the Washington Monument.
So the camera is built into the Pixie? Is that the deal?
Yes.
And then it goes back to your phone, I guess.
It's a little drone.
I used to watch movies where the camera was built into the Pixie. Now a little
That's a category.
Behind the green door.
You. Some woman went on Reddit and told the story of how her dog kept passing gas. And the smell was so bad that she was worried it might have a medical issue. The doggie. She compared it to rotten eggs and took him to the vet to see if something was wrong. But the test kept coming back clean, so even the vet was stumped. They changed the dog's diet, and that did not seem to help. But then, 5 weeks and several $1,000 later, she found out what was really going on. It turned out her husband was the one laying all those biscuits and blamed it on the dog. She was so angry that she actually kicked him out of the house for the night and told him he had to pay half of the vet bills. It was her dog, apparently. I guess they don't share those things. So she was the one who paid up front. Most people think he should have paid all of it. In the end, she made him go to the doctor and he had to change his diet. What was his previous diet, you might ask?
Yes.
It was a daily combo of hot wings, Brussels sprouts, hamburger helper, and Bing cherries washed down by warm draft natural light beer.
Oh,
thank you very much.
The cherries, Mike. The cherries will get you.
Cherries every time. Yes, food rotting. We will take a break and we'll come back with something. We always do.
Yes.
Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Bing cherries,
Bing
everybody.
Cherries. They're ahead.
Yeah. Natural light. That's the green beer you drink on St. Patrick's Day.
Pittsburgh has a favorite burger, and now the Steel City has a favorite chip. Introducing Amato Chips.
Yes, run by the famous Amato family.
We use only the freshest potatoes, straight from Countersport, Pennsylvania's Potato City.
The best thing to happen to the potato chip since the deep fryer.
It has an unmistakable crunch that keeps you coming back for more. And it's the perfect companion to an Amato burger that you can top with
Pittsburgh sauce. Charred on the outside, tender on the inside.
And where can you find Jim Chips?
You can find it at Walmart, Target.
Buy a bag or a dozen by clicking the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
If it says Amato, you know it's fresh.
Amato. Hey, we're on our weight loss journey. We're faced with difficult decisions every day. Noom Weight gives you the support and knowledge you need to make positive choices, even when it's difficult. By learning the psychology behind your habits and better understanding your relationship with food, you'll gain the wisdom you need to continue making long-term positive choices. Everyone is unique. That's why Noom Weight adapts to your lifestyle. Its flexible approach focuses on progress, not perfection, and lets you work toward your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. Personally, I love that Noom gives you the knowledge you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle and also helps you reach your goals. An off day's okay. Noom will course correct you. You're the boss. Whether it's 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, how much time you want to spend on the app is totally up to you. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has loved it since she started it. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Okay, so I might as well talk about this right now. The
What about
the Sonos? I'm not sure if I want to do the Sonos.
Can I do the Bridgerton Bowl because it's fresh?
Oh my God! Yeah, we should have led with that. We started talking about the Godfather.
No,
I completely
worries.
Forgot.
Yeah,
about the Bridgerton Bowl. I was going to talk about my Little League freeze out. I can get that tomorrow.
That's my favorite Springsteen song.
Yeah, Little League freeze out. I know a lot of listeners have been curious about this. That you were. We'll do a two-parter here because we're running late. We're going to take your wife to the Bridgerton Queen's Ball. Mm-hmm. And did you wear a powdered wig?
Well, this is great, Mike. You mentioned that Rent the Runway was having a special, and my wife figured that out, and she ordered her dress for the ball. And I realized as I started watching the series to get ready for the ball the Saturday of, that I didn't need a wig. This is a very modern
It's a
experience.
Modern take on the time.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's hypersexual. I don't know if it's meant for children because there were scenes where I was like, oh, a lot of dudes with abs. Now I know why the ladies like it so much.
Yeah. Any frontal?
Not with the ladies. A lot of dudes with they're showing their V's, like below the pelvic muscle. This is meant for women. I don't think it's meant for men.
All right. Okay.
Did you feel that you needed to hire an intimacy coordinator when you went to the ball?
I felt like I needed a corset to get into my my wedding tux.
Corset.
Corset. Age appropriate is the headline, Mike. Age appropriate.
So this is for grown-ups.
The show is for grown-ups. The ball is for children. When I arrived, I felt like we were at someone's prom.
Turn that down a little bit,
no,
please.
Yeah, you're sure.
Do you remember within the headline it said 16 and over accompanied by with an adult?
I didn't know that. I thought it was a costume ball for people that wanted to come in and get wasted. They talked about adult beverages,
for God's
sake. I thought
it was Eyes Wide Shut. No, it was Eyes Wide
Open.
Open
masks.
And ID everybody because there and don't
cookies
get me,
and you know
well,
things like
first,
that.
First, the venue tells you everything, right? So the venue, and I have a picture of it because I was so upset, it's in a warehouse district. And in Los Angeles, it's at the Millennium Biltmore. In DC, it's in Northwest Random Warehouse where they've transformed this. I'm sure cheap to rent warehouse into some sort of millennial ball.
Magic for a night, Oscar. It's magic for a night.
You guys got to get out of there. They don't do anything the right way in DC.
It was so depressing because I thought we were going to a hotel and Shannon said, this is off the beaten path. And I said, let me see that address. And I look at that address and it's certainly off the beaten path. It's a path I usually wouldn't go.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fine. From a logistics standpoint, I'm sure they had to rent this place out. And the Mayflower.
Is it down where all those clubs used to be in that area? Is
yeah,
that where it is?
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Off New York Avenue, essentially. And
all those clubs.
Well, how many years have they been trying? How many years have they been trying to turn that into something? And it's crap.
I think it's Ivy City now. I'm not 100% sure. But that's not as much as a turnoff as. You know I like showmanship, Mike.
Yes.
I've got my wife all dressed up. I've got a tux on. This is already a bit of a hassle. And I walk in and I was like, well, at least I could admire how they turned this warehouse into a ballroom.
Now, is it a vintage tux or just your tux?
It's just my tux. I'm doing the best I can.
You're outside. I want to hear what it's like when you arrive and how you felt when you walked in the door. I want to get all of that. We'll take a break. We will come back because I looked at the material too. I did not see that it was for the kiddies. I didn't realize this. This is, and by the way, what are the kiddies watching Bridgerton for? If it's a sexually charged program, something is wrong with this entire picture. We'll find out more when we come back in the Michael Mara Show.
This is Lady Gaga. Hello to all my little monsters out there.
And this is Twitch, and I'm not even really sure why I'm appearing on this promo.
Your name is Twitch?
Well, it's not my real name. You know, it's like a nickname, just like Lady Gaga isn't your real name.
Twitch, is it?
Yeah.
Shut up and go sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
As I was saying, I'm here today promoting the Mark O'Man bonus show.
It's Mike O'Mara.
What?
I said it's Mike O'Mara.
Zip it, Twitch. Another word, and I swear to God. Idiot! A bonus show subscription is the best way to ensure you never miss one hilarious episode.
Got a Baltimore
get it
accent.
By clicking the banner
Hello.
At MickeyOmara.com.
It's MikeOmaraShow.com.
That's it. I'm out of here.
No. Come back. I'll be good. Buy the bonus. God, she smelled just like my Nana.
God, weird. When it comes to shoes, they got to feel as good as they look. Rothy's knit style and comfort into every pair of super soft, perfectly cushioned sneakers. Their signature sneaker has that classically cool look that goes with everything. The perfect mix of casual and elevated. Their one-of-a-kind driving loafers, which I wore this weekend out to my din-din, come in classic colors and eye-catching patterns made for the modern man. Men's Health said they were wowed by the sleek, upcycled shoes that look just as great as they feel. Plus, they're all sustainably made, machine washable, and built to last. I love that you don't need to break them in and that they are incredibly versatile. Wear them with a suit, sweatpants, or anything in between. I looked good the other night. I had my dark driving loafer Rothy's on with my golf/dress pants that I wear, which is kind of a neat material.
And a tank top.
Yeah, they send me back out to the car. They look amazing.
They do.
Find out what all the hype is about. Discover your new favorite pair of shoes and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/TMOS. That's rothys.com/TMOS for $20 off your first order. All right, so when you're talking about this warehouse district that you go to, and it's in a warehouse, it's not in a hotel, and you're down there. Now, when did
I'm
you?
I'm no snob. I'm okay. Like I've
no,
made
I know.
Peace
but
with
when
it.
Did you feel like a bit of a rube? Did you feel self conscious walking in with Shannon in like her Elizabethan gown?
She looked beautiful.
Okay.
My wife did.
All right. Very good.
I thought I was dressed nicely. I looked nice. I lost a little weight, so I actually, I was struggling in my wedding tux, but I got in. It was fine. Didn't look.
Leave
like
it, did you leave it unbuttoned?
There was an unbuttoning at one point. Yes.
Yes.
when we got in the Uber, I was like, "This is not right. I got to unbutton this guy before we get out." When we walked in, is when I was, not put off, but concerned.
Yes.
Because you know, Mike, I'm a pervert, right? I'm a certified pervert. I'm good with like some. I've got a checkered subscription. Pass with some certain adult sites. I'm not proud
of. So if you
of.
Walk in and you're seeing like the Playboy Mansion, you are completely fine with
I'm
it.
At ease.
Yeah.
That works.
Right.
But if I walk in and it's my Sweet 16 on MTV, I am concerned and I am not comfortable. And
all right, let me ask you this before you go on.
My Super Sweet 16, I'm sorry.
So you binge it a little bit. You binge it a little bit getting in because you want to get in the spirit of it. And that's
and
smart
like,
because you'll have a better time. And
you're saying to yourself, wow, my wife might be the diamond of the ball.
Is this the content? There's a little mixed signal here, right? Maybe not all that appropriate for teenagers.
Euphoria
right?
clearly isn't. They watch that too.
That show is a riot. Do you watch that show? It is so funny.
I can't wait for next season. You know?
Oh, God, it's great. It's so funny.
I love it.
This was clearly something that moms took their groups of daughters to, at least the evening I went to.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
I think it's something that DC moms take their daughters to. I don't think you're going to have that kind of turnout in New York and L.A.
Probably not.
No.
Probably
right?
not.
But here, that's Bridgerton.
They're bringing it to a warehouse, dear. Would you like to go to Bridgerton?
And the dresses, while old-timey, or I don't even know what the term is, of period, they are sexy, right? They're sexy dresses. They're sexy dresses
cleavage.
On the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's cleavage for days.
Sure.
But underage cleavage is not something I'm comfortable with.
No. I thought this, I saw the way they promoted this. They did not promote this like this was Sweet 16 stuff. I think they DC'd it. I think that's what they did. So, I swear to God.
A couple of takeaways. One, they did transform this warehouse into what was a beautiful, one set of, with costumes. You get to see things from the show. It's nice. It's only 90 minutes. So after 90 minutes, you're cooling your heels outside in a warehouse district in the middle of DC, which not the safest play to trying to get an Uber to pick you up. Yes.
Yes.
And I don't know what to say except for the fact that if you've got a teenage daughter, it's perfect for her. If you're an adult in your early 40s and you have your wife in her early 30s, maybe a night out at the W is probably money better spent because
now, they call it a ball. Was there like an orchestra or
they
a band
have
so
actors that dance and you could dance with them? But you know, if the enthusiasm that a 16 to 17 to 18 year old shows at these things is deafening to someone that is in their 40s and 30s,
right?
We have no friends, we realize that it might have been a little more fun with friends.
I'm trying to look at all the video here, and I'm not seeing. I'm seeing young girls, but not. They appear to be like of the age of majority.
I think this was this is respective to that evening, where somehow that evening we went when the majority of high schools in the DMV had like Bridgerton passes, because and look, this is different from.
It's a little cryptic, the website.
Yes.
You know, you see a lot of video. And
if you're a fan of the show, it's perfect. Don't get me wrong. Shannon had a good time. It was perfect. I was put off because I was like, well, I feel like a creep. And moms were looking at me like
cocktails,
I was a creep.
Cocktails, dinner and live music, dance and live music.
Yes. Not dinner, at least I'm my guy.
Immersive experience. But cocktails, I mean, I don't know. I'm with you. The queen herself invites you to a once-in-a-lifetime evening of music and dance.
The actors were great.
Everybody looked good. Complete with acrobatic performance. Did you get acrobatic performance?
Yeah, low rent, Cirque du Soleil on a piece of cloth.
Yeah, I hate that.
Interactive experience, a stunning dance show. Did you get the stunning
dance? The dance was cool,
dance
fun.
Surprises? Any surprises?
I averted my gaze. The underage girls, yes.
Enjoy a beautiful ballroom decorated in the Regency era style. Interact with actors dressed in exquisite period costumes amidst the sophistication. Who shall rise as the diamond of the season?
I felt
who
like
comes to invite you to the warehouse.
The feeling
it seems kind of teenage.
The feeling I had, Mike, was that of a chaperone at a 2022 prom.
Age requirements, 16 plus.
Yes.
I think they're greedy.
I made the mistake.
I think they're greedy.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a trend where they're like doing touring companies based on like TV shows, but Mike, I was hoping that you would be able to come up to DC. Next week, I'm going to the Jerry Buss Bowl.
Winning time. Winning time with the Los Angeles Lakers cheerleaders from the 1980s. Yes, sirree. Fantastic. Okay. Age requirement 16 plus, Oscar. You got it.
Yeah.
Those under 18 must be accompanied by an adult, and I'm sure that. So you had Sweet 16.
What mom wouldn't
you had
take
16 and 17
a,
year
olds? A gaggle of girls with their girlfriend, and they get because a bunch of limo buses pulled up. So this was a big event for them.
So DC, the limo bus.
Right?
Yeah, would have been a very difficult environment for any DJ in the 1980s to be in that environment. That's a terribly inappropriate joke.
Come out to Raffles, too, for the Bridgerton Ball.
Bridgerton Ball. Oscar was talking about all these kids there. I didn't see any kids there. They all look like grown women to me. Good Lord. Yeah. I'm looking
at it looks
like
shirtless-
a mom.
From what I've seen of Bridgerton, it's a lot of shirtless dudes. Were there any shirtless dudes there?
Let me tell you what I'm looking at. Okay. I'm looking at the practical info, and to the right of that is a picture of two mommies taking pictures with their two daughters. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what you saw was probably...
Yeah, I misstepped.
Yeah, you misread it.
Misstepped, and we had an extra ticket, so that was like, who do we give this to? Nobody.
Why did you not call
Pony?
That.
Burn that.
Pony would have gone. Pony
sure,
yeah. It, you know?
I'm sure. Been wonderful.
Well, wow. I was... It
wasn't that expensive.
In fairness, I was willing to bag it, but my wife had ordered the gown. She went all in.
She had a good time.
She was polite about the situation.
She was polite.
I think she was. She liked seeing the costumes and everything, but she was polite about it.
Yeah,
she wasn't.
You know,
mean
entertainment
it.
Is not what it used to be. So you were okay. You were okay with David Spade.
Yeah,
Thursday night, I was okay with the piano guys.
Yeah,
I not okay. I was I was okay.
Well, no, I was beyond okay. I was beyond okay with Spade. It was that guy that ruined it for me.
I think David Spade's venue is not necessarily stand-up nearly as much as it is to be a talk show host. I thought he had a funny talk show.
Yeah,
right?
Very, very talk show. Lights story. Out, it was called, yeah.
Right, right. And did the Queen come in, at least? Did the Queen pop in?
Not at the Spade show.
That pageantry was there. I just, for some reason, just like the Peking Gourmet. Like, it's so off-putting when the location doesn't fit
the outside location was a big deal, but once you get inside the Peking Gourmet, it's
the best
town.
Restaurant. Yeah, it's the best.
Rob won't be able to eat there anymore, but
never again.
That's it. We got to take a break. When we come back, he's back with Soundtown.
Drape on my picture.
This is great, Rob. I found out how you do Soundtown. I know all the ins and outs. I know where you get your material now. It's exciting.
Excellent.
For me.
Excellent.
But I'm so glad you're doing it and I'm not. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Soundtown with Rob Spiewak, ball goers. Ballers.
Ballers.
Whose castle is this?
Presenting the Twitch Amato Promo Palace.
Come on in.
I'm Twitch.
And I'm Amato.
Oh! They're a fine bunch of boys.
Hell, they ain't even old-timing.
Twitch Amato Promo Palace.
Where else would you expect to find a couple old queens?
That boy's good.
Now your favorite 4 minutes of TMOS are available as a hilarious new Facebook page.
And also available on Instagram.
Internet. TikTok.
Hear all of your favorites. Never-before-seen animations. Exclusive previews. Alternate takes. And never-before-aired promos deemed too hot for TMOS.
For a good time, come on by. And follow us so you never miss a promo.
The Twitch Amato Promo Palace.
How was that? It was good for me. Was it good for you?
Oh, all right. Hold on. I'm writing a letter to both Amato and just D G H.
That's three letters.
Get happy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Good news.
The actual Promo Palace, Mike, is in a warehouse in Northeast.
Warm temperatures are right around the corner, and if you want soft grass under your feet, you'll need your lawn back. Sunday gets your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, you can feel good with kids and pets being around. And your grass moves real slow with those molasses.
Her.
All you have to do is a purr. I'm Michael Get Sunday.com. Put in your address. That's all you have to do. And their lawn analysis tool does the rest. I did this. It works. They actually take a look at from space of your yard and your soil. They use soil and climate data. They create a personal nutrient plan, including molasses, delivered to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch slowly to a garden hose and spray. It takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the stuff really works. I've used it. I know it. You will love it, too. Sunday is wonderful, and it can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
Sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
They call it the nerd prom, Mike. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
It doesn't get nearly the press that it used to, but the White House Correspondents' Dinner was this weekend in Washington, D.C.
Big deal.
Yeah, that could be taken in many ways, Oscar. Well, no, when you say big deal.
It didn't get much buzz, did it? The correspondence.
No, very little. Very little.
I guess, man, this is why I'm happy we're all in the city. It did. In the city itself here, everybody...
But it didn't nationally, because if you really want to spotlight something that's not funny and not controversial, get Trevor Noah in there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Get Trevor Noah to host.
We had Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. That was all the buzz this week.
That was about it, and she tripped on her gown. Woo!
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So just a couple highlights from that. As Oscar mentioned, Trevor Noah was the host and MC.
Well, do you have something from the Nerd Ball?
That's what they call the Nerd Ball.
That's the Nerd Ball, the correspondence.
That's another, you know.
They're trying to give it sizzle when it doesn't. That doesn't work for me. All right.
So Trevor Noah, this is some of his opening remarks on Joe Biden. Now, it was the first time the president had been there in 6 years. Because, it's addressed here, I believe.
I'll be honest. If you didn't come, I totally would have understood. Yeah. Yeah. Because these people have been so hard on you, which I don't get. I really don't. You know, I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. President Biden's lack of a filter does get him into hot water sometimes. You know, last month he caused a huge international incident saying that Vladimir Putin should be removed from power. It was very, very upsetting to Russia. Yeah, until someone explained to them that none of the stuff Biden wants actually gets done.
Now, rumor has it that...
Biden has some great one-liners against the press.
Oh, yeah, did he?
The delivery made me... At first, I was like, please don't stammer.
And they'll rebroadcast that, right?
He actually killed it. He had some great one-liners, and he delivered them flawlessly, Mike.
I understand that Noah actually wrote his remarks for him. Anyway, here's a little bit of President Biden.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have. This is the first time the president attended this dinner in 6 years. It's understandable. We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID. Tonight, we come here to answer a very important question in everybody's mind. Why in hell are we still doing this? And folks, I'm not really here to roast the GOP. That's not my style. Besides, there's nothing I can say about the GOP that Kevin McCarthy hasn't already put on tape.
So, yeah, I agree with Oscar. He did look at ease, and he was good with the material. I mean, the material was the material.
Well, he's good at that. That's his wheelhouse. He likes that kind of stuff, right?
Mike, let's go to Louisiana. Louisiana's in the southern part of our state, and this is an interesting police. This is a police spokesman addressing a call they got. I've never trusted this particular breed of animal, and it was up to no good in Louisiana.
The 78-year-old elderly man who was just attacked unprovoked by a squirrel that came from like a roof soffit area of his house, and the caller said the squirrel was actively eating the man's hand. The elderly man was trying to choke the squirrel and get the squirrel off of him, but he couldn't.
Mike, the man is okay.
Actively eating the man's hand.
The squirrel, I'm sorry to say, had
lost
to be
its
put
life.
Down. Lost its life in the struggle.
At Happy Valley, there is a specific breed of squirrel.
Yes.
And it is called a fox squirrel.
Oh,
I've heard of this.
They are, if you can look them up, they are much larger than the gray squirrels we have back east, and they are hyper aggressive. Like they will, all right, I'll give you an example. At my Happy Valley golf cart, I had sitting in the golf cart a Cliff Bar, wrapped, ready to be consumed. One of the fox squirrels took the entire Cliff Bar.
Really?
Wrapper and all, to be eaten later. Yeah, fox squirrels.
Wow. They're large, they are larger.
I'll take a picture of one. Yep.
Do they have a large head or body?
Yes, they're bigger in every way than a gray squirrel.
Oh, wow. And they're aggressive.
They are larger.
They're conservative as well.
Hannity, come here, Hannity.
Yeah. We used to have when I lived in Vienna, there was a squirrel that would get on a branch that was like 8 feet just out of reach and yell at you as you went by. It was the most upsetting thing ever.
They can be very,
this
very
thing
aggressive.
Is massive.
Yeah.
There it is. There's a better picture of the fox squirrel right
well,
there.
Well, he's bulking up with the Cliff Bar.
Yeah. Oh, they eat everything. Yeah. I've seen, they've taken lunch bags.
Lunch bags?
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, this tape wouldn't be as funny if it wasn't in Scotland. But it's in a drive. Now, you cannot walk through a drive-thru. They don't let you do this at any fast food restaurant. But this Scottish drunk was walking through the drive-thru of a McDonald's and tried to imitate a car to let people... He makes a vroom vroom sound, is all I'm saying.
Hello.
Excuse me, mate. I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the drive-thru.
Can I get a Big Mac, please?
No, you need a car to come through the drive-thru, pal.
Well, I'm trying to drive through.
You need to be in a car to come through the drive-thru. That's not the point, though. It's a health and safety hazard. If you get run over, it's then on me.
I am a vehicle.
You're not a vehicle.
I'm a truck. You try to say I don't identify as a truck.
Identify as whatever you want, mate, but still doesn't do the fact that you're not in a vehicle.
But I identify as a truck, so I am a truck.
He's so loaded.
He is, but he says,
identify. You're saying I don't identify as a truck. That's awesome. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, Mike, let us close with this. How close do you live to Polk County, Florida?
Middle of the state, I believe. I'm not sure. I'd have to check, but I'm not. I don't know. It's too big.
Not
a state.
Too far.
Here's a demerit for the Polk County Police Department. They had what is called a sheriff's volunteer, which is a, I believe, an accredited law official that helps out. And he was
they're like assistant police officers.
But he was allowed to have a squad car to drive around, and he was using his squad car to sell drugs.
Oh, and he was, no.
Yeah, he was caught by the undercover people, and the sheriff of Polk County was very, very upset.
I am hotter than a bear butt on a tin roof in August. Our undercover says, you in the popo car? He goes, yeah. He won't be in it for long, but he's in it now.
That's the sheriff, Mike, and that's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Wow. Oh, my. Bare butt on a tin roof in August. Gang a bag a bye. By the way, way to go, Ron DeSantis. Understand they're considering open carry without permits for the whole state.
That's terrific.
What could possibly go wrong? We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. Good to have you back, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, I had so much fun. Thank you, guys.
For Rob Spiewak, Matt Bloom, Pony Boy, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sayonara, sucker.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?